Southeast's pink salmon harvest looks like it will reach the state's 18 million fish forecast. It's close to the peak of the run, and the harvest is around 10 million fish. The harvest range is predicted to be between 15 to 26 million.
And it looks highly likely that we'll end up within that forecast range.
Andrew Piston is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Pink and Chum Project Leader for Southeast Alaska.
Overall, there's been poor pink salmon returns in much of northern Southeast Alaska, so the bulk of the harvest is occurring in southern Southeast Alaska.
While there has been little harvest in the northern areas, the southern harvests are tracking close to the 10-year average. It's not exactly clear why northern Southeast is seeing a poor pink return. Pink salmon usually return to spawn at 2 years of age. Those parent year escapement numbers are calculated into the state's forecast formula. And Piston says in 2017, those parent numbers looked strong. But that's not the whole story. Salmon might return to spawn, but their young don't always make it out of those streams. Just last year, the state started partnering with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to also look at the juvenile pink salmon leaving the streams. NOAA has been gathering that data for a few decades through trawl surveys. Piston says it's showing a correlation between the number of juveniles leaving the streams and the number of adults returning the very next year. That's the case this season as well. While there were strong pink escapements in 2017, there were very low numbers of juveniles leaving the streams in northern Southeast last year.
They probably had poor survival in the freshwater and early marine environment because there just was not a lot of juveniles even heading out to the ocean.
During the season, state managers track the pink salmon population by looking at seine harvests. They've been doing that since the 1960s. They also have gathered other harvest records going back to the late 1800s. Piston says pinks are like other salmon species in that their populations have fluctuated a lot over the decades.
Pink salmon runs were really low in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and then they increased dramatically in the 1980s, and they kind of reached peak average harvest levels in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, and since that time, the average harvest has generally been trending downwards.
As the pink salmon run continues in Southeast and managers gather harvest data, more will be known about the pink season overall. But as it stands, fishermen in the southern areas are seeing a much better year than their northern neighbors. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.